Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him and to be born this day of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Long ago, God spoke. He spoke at creation so very, very long ago. He created everything out of nothing. Ex nihilo. And the eight divine commands of Genesis 1 tell us that God likes to finish with a grand finale. He likes to end with a big ta-da. The seven let there be this or let there be that lead to the final let us make man in our own image. You see, the final word at creation was different from all the rest. It was set apart even though it was connected to the preceding seven commands. And on this Christmas morn, we must hear afresh the opening words of Hebrews. Long ago, at many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. God spoke to Job in the whirlwind. He spoke to Jacob and Joseph in dreams. He spoke to Moses in a burning bush, in storm and in thunder, and face to face. He called to Samuel in the night. He spoke to Jonah under a tree. He spoke to Elijah in a still small voice. He spoke to Ezekiel in exile. He spoke both to rich and poor, to those educated and to those who were not. Oh, yes, long ago, God spoke. But in these last days, God has spoken the final word. This final word is different from all the rest that came before it, even though all the previously spoken words of old pointed to it. For this final word, this grand finale, took on flesh and dwelt among us. A new age has dawned because of the birth of Yeshua, the Messiah. The old age pointed toward him and the new age he would herald and bring about. In short, this final word has changed everything. And we do well to marvel at it throughout this Christmastide, these 12 days. For one day is clearly not enough to celebrate this final word. This one who is the grand finale is worth a whole season. Oh, come, let us adore him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before the coming of the Son of God, the revelation remained incomplete. In other words, at the end of the Old Testament, it tastes like there's something more. Like when watching fireworks on the 4th of July, right before the grand finale, there's a bit of a pause. There's expectation and longing for the big ta-da. This bit of a pause is the intertestament time between the Old and New Covenants. A pause that would seem very long for us as human beings, but in truth, a mere 400 years is not long at all in the story of salvation. Imagine then when this grand finale finally erupts. It begins with a pop, signaling the announcement of John the Baptist. Another pop with the Annunciation by Gabriel to the Virgin Miriam. Another pop with the Star of Bethlehem. Another pop with the angel telling the lowly shepherds about Jesus' birth. Another pop with the arrival of the Magi. And the grand finale goes on. Pop, 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 pop. The baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan. Battling Satan in the Judean wilderness. Sermons, teachings, healings, miracles, pop, 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 pop. All the way up to the old rugged cross of Calvary and the silence of Holy Saturday and then the glorious resurrection and the empty tomb and finally the ascension to the right hand of the Father. Yes, long ago God spoke, but now he has spoken the final word. He has given us the grand finale, Yeshua, the Messiah. God ends everything with the big ta-da. But the grand finale is an end and fulfillment of everything that was spoken before, and yet it is the beginning of God's new day. Oh, come, let us adore him. Amen? Hallelujah. It is because this final word was spoken that you and I can become truly and fully human. For as the last word given in Genesis 1 was, let us make man in our image, now with the final word given in Yeshua the Christ, we are new creations. Behold, he makes all things new. And as new creations, our lives are meant to testify with the Spirit to the final word. In other words, we are to point towards the grand finale, to live in such a way that reveals Jesus as the glory of God. Pop, 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 pop. To live in such a way that reveals Jesus as the very character of God. Pop, 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 pop. To live in such a way that reveals we are Christ's inheritance forever. You may have guessed it. Pop, 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 pop. Tomorrow the world will have moved on to New Year's celebrations and then quickly on to Valentine's Day. But not so with us. Let us live differently. Let us live counterculturally, pointing to the grand finale. Living in such a manner that it reveals the final word spoken, Yeshua. The nativity story is far greater than what most Christians fathom. It is the culmination of everything that came before, and it is the beginning of something altogether new. This Christmastide, rejoice and celebrate the significance of the fireworks. Ponder anew the final word, the grand finale. O come, let us adore him. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, whose word has come among us in the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith illumine our hearts and shine in our words and deeds through him who is Christ, the Lord. Amen.